If you want to know how someone is feeling, it might be best to close your eyes and just listen. That's the message from a Yale University study just out today. And here to tell us more is Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
So I'm really interested in this, and I have to confess a bit of a bias here. I'm a radio person, and I believe in the power of sound, the importance of listening. So tell us what this study from the journal American Psychologist found.
Well, I have to confess, I've drunk that same Kool-Aid of the power
of
audio.
The radio Kool-Aid.
Yes. And this study is actually a compilation of five experiments. And it looked at how accurately people could read how other people were feeling during an interaction, a sort of a teasing dialogue. And in some cases, you would just look at the people interacting. So you would have just visual as they talk with each other. In some cases, you could only listen to the interaction with no visual. And in some cases, you could both look and listen. And you'd try to assess, you know, what are they feeling? Are they feeling anger? Are they feeling happiness, shame, pride? What?
Yeah, and I guess most people would assume that both looking and listening would give you the best read on what that person is thinking, the emotions that are in play, because you could both see facial expressions, hear the tone of the voice.
Right. So that's what you would think. But here's the researcher, Michael Krauss. He's an assistant professor at Yale School of Management.
What we found across our studies is that the voice is best relative to having all channels of communication relative to just looking at the face for perceiving emotions accurately in interactions.
And he says it wasn't a huge effect. It was small to medium. But even so, it was surprising that voice alone, so listening alone, could help you read how someone was feeling better than both looking at them and listening to them.
Really interesting. So what might explain this?
Right. What might explain this? And also for me, the burning question is, so does this mean like when you or I are having, shall we say, a difficult conversation with our respective spouses, does this mean that maybe we should close our eyes as we listen?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or turn out the lights and talk in the dark, right? So Michael Krauss says, you know, you never want to take just one intriguing study or even five and try to run with them too far. And that's certainly true. This is all just food for thought. But he says there is a reason that, in fact, it might be a good idea to have tough conversations without visual contact.
That if you are trying to really read somebody and you are doing it by trying to listen to what they're saying, also trying to see their facial expressions and parse those nuances, that's a lot of work. And it might be easier, it might be more efficient, and it also conveys a lot of the rich emotion if you just really focus on the voice.
So just focus on the voice. And here's another reason why Krauss says that voice may be a more accurate way to read somebody's emotions. He says it's because we tend to be better at dissembling or concealing our emotions in our facial expressions and body language than in our voices.
You mean the ways we do that intentionally? I mean, we can plaster a smile on our face or sit up straight or stick out our chest or all those kinds of things that you're told to do as you head into a job interview.
Right, to create an impression. And there's a whole cottage industry of advice on how to put your best foot or your best face forward.
But right? Carrie, I mean, can't we dissemble with our voices too? I mean, I can sound tentative and I can sound authoritative whenever I want, right?
Well, yeah, but that's because you're a pro, Anthony, and you're probably, you know, especially good at having to sound calm and rational on the air, even on certain days when I happen to know that a few minutes earlier you may not have been feeling so calm and rational. But you know, there's some research about how we leak out into our voices, and in fact Krauss has another paper in press about how we can often tell an awful lot about somebody. So not a pro like you, but just an average person. We can tell their age, their ethnic group, even if we hear just seven words they say.
It's really interesting. And it seems to go against conventional wisdom that face-to-face interaction is especially important, that it just adds value and bandwidth to communication. I mean, it goes without saying that's true in private life, but and also in the workplace. Right?
Very much so in the workplace. Yeah. And because Krauss is at the Yale School of Management, I asked him whether, like, wouldn't this study be hated by all the companies that provide video conferencing services? And that's big business, all the gurus who say you have to do face-to-face. And he says at his school, they do recommend face-to-face interaction. And also that there's an element of it that his study didn't look at.
Part of what's good about a video conference is that you can hold people more accountable to the interaction. If I'm on video, I'm less likely to be on my email. I'm less likely to be, I don't know, making my grocery list. And if you are taking away the video, you take away some of the accountability.
Now, Anthony, of course, some of us actually do our email and grocery lists, even during in-person face-to-face meetings. But let's not talk about that.
No, let's not go there. Okay. Let's just say that it sounds like this study, the latest reminder of the importance of listening.
Absolutely. Right? And Michael Krauss says, you know, particularly in these times and in this culture we live in, where we're constantly bombarded by information,
you may get distracted from time to time. And that's going to be a problem for reading emotions. And what we're finding here is how important it is to really stop and listen to what people are saying for, accurately understanding their intentions. And that might be the biggest takeaway from this work is, you know, still the same grade school message, listen well.
So listen well. And, you know, I'm sorry to sound like our fall fundraiser, which is over. It's over. But maybe when you listen to the radio rather than watch TV, you might be getting an especially accurate sense of how people feel as they speak and maybe even of who they are in some way. Don't you think, Anthony?
I think that's absolutely true. But again, I've had this bias for the sound of people's voices for a long, long time. In any case, it's always a pleasure to listen to Carrie Goldberg. She's host of WBUR's Common Health, and you can find a link to her latest post on this study from Yale on listening versus looking to read emotions at our website, radioboston.org. Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. Coming up, the composer who created a black version of the national anthem. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.